Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, we're going to be talking about Sammy Noli and other stories by Alexander Simpkin, translated by Paul Lazarus. And Stacy Keach is our very special guest. Right there is a tremendous amount of talent. And boy, whenever you put that together, it's going to be a great project. Stacy Keach, how are you?
I'm well, Frank. How are you?
Doing terrific. I understand you're in Poland.
I am in Poland, yes. I'm right outside of Warsaw in a little town called Magdalenka. My wife is Polish. We've been married for almost 35 years. We have a wonderful house here, and we thought coming over here in the summer we were going to get, you know, the numbers with the virus were very low. Unfortunately, they spiked in the last 10 days.
Yeah.
Not going good. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that things opened a little too soon, and with the schools going back, kids going back to school, the restaurants are open, and people were gathering in churches, et cetera.
Yeah, it's serious business, and you know, I wish people here at the, in the States would just put their damn masks on, and I don't understand that. You know, it's the easiest thing in the world. I hope you guys are doing okay with the pandemic.
Yeah.
Family,
over here, I will say this, they're much more responsible about wearing masks, and I'm very happy that that is the case. And it was mandatory. I think it still is. Yes, it is still mandatory now. If you don't wear a mask and you go outside, you're in public, you get caught, you get fined. And it's a steep fine. It's like 500 zloty. It's about, you know, like a $3,000 fine. So people wear masks. And that's the way it should be in our country. It should be that way in America.
100%.
I'm
with you 100% on all of that. Let's talk about this project. Alexander Simpkin is a brilliant writer. Paul Lazarus, I've had on the show a couple times, a brilliant director and writer. A lot of talent here, you know, yourself included. Tell us about the project.
Paul is an old colleague and friend of mine. We met back in 1991 when he was running the Pasadena Playhouse, and he directed me in a one-man show called Solitary Confinement by Rupert Holmes. We went on to the Kennedy Center and on to Broadway, and we've maintained a friendly relationship ever since. And he said, I've read this writer. I think he's terrific, and I think you might be interested in him as well. He sent me some of his work, particularly this story called Maddowed. He said, I want to record these for an American audience. I think he's a great young Russian author. He's very popular in Russia, and I want to bring that to the United States. So Paul translated these stories, and he got a wonderful cast together. Jason Alexander and Danny Burstyn, Tim Daly, Rachel Dratch, Julia Hill, Nancy Opel, Michael Urey, Vanessa Williams, Noah Wiley. And we recorded, each one of us recorded one of his short stories. And it's available on www.simpkinstories.com. And you can find Maddow also on iTunes, the audiobooks section. And I'm very excited for this to be the burgeoning and the birth of a new talent in this country.
You know, I've always been impressed with your work, and I'm not just saying it because you're on the phone, but Paul as well. I mean, you're talking about, you know, pop culture wise, Paul Lazarus could have done sitcoms for the rest of his life and just did the top work, and he's worked with all the big stuff, but he takes on some real challenges. You too. And, you know, I'm impressed, and I've gotten to know Simpkin over the last couple of weeks just because of this, because of, you know, the fact that you two guys are working. Simpkin's a brilliant writer. I mean, he really is a brilliant writer. And I got to applaud you guys. I mean, it's you take chances, and I guess it's one of the reasons you guys are so successful. And you know, I'm coupling you guys together, you and Paul, but you really have put together wonderful careers, and not just popular shows and not just things, but thoughtful projects. And you know, this is another one. I'm absolutely thrilled to be talking about this.
It's a unique project for both of us, and I'm so glad we came together on it. It's very unique.
Well,
thank you for the compliment.
Well, yeah, listen, well deserved. Let me ask you this. I know you're over there, and I don't know what the work situation is like over there, if it's any different than it is here in the States. But what's the rest of you? Is it the same? Is it kind of everything shut down?
Yeah, everything's shut down. We're working from home. Everybody's working. That's why I'm doing a lot of Zooming.
Yeah.
Zoom theater. Yes. That's what I'm involved with. Yeah. No, it's shut down at the moment. I record from home. I do American Greed from home.
Wow.
It's a sad situation, and we hope it's going to get better soon.
Well, listen, just keep up the great work. And again, you know, you and Paul together. And let me just ask you before I go. You said that you worked together on stage on back in 1991. Have you done TV or movies together with Paul?
No. This is but I've witnessed his work, and I've been a fan of this. You know, the love, the wonderful things he's done. But this is the first time we've worked together since Solitary Confinement back in the day.
Oh, terrific. It's, once again, a tremendous amount of talent. Stacey, I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. Can you give us a website or a social media site where people could follow along with what you're doing?
www.stacykeach.com or www.stacykeachzoomtheater.com, either one of those sites.
Listen, thank you very much for being here. Stay safe, you and your wife and your family. Everyone, stay safe.
Thank you, Frank.
Stacey Keach, everyone, has been our very special guest. Super talent. I mean, just an award-winning actor, and everyone knows his work as Mike Hammer and everything else, American Greed, of course. But thoughtful work over the years. And his friend Paul Lazarus has been on this show several times, and it's every time he's been on, it hasn't been about, you know, a sitcom, like he did Friends and he did, you know, all these different, you know, popular shows and really, I mean, top-notch sitcoms. And he does great work as a director. But he's taken so many chances, Lazarus I'm talking about. And you know, this is like another one. He finds a writer over in Russia that he appreciates. And the guy really is a brilliant writer. He did Farewell, My Love. And he's absolutely terrific writer, and he's translating them here in America. Now, I mean, it's thoughtful because it's not an obvious hit. It's not the type of work that you look at and say, wow, this is going to be a big thing. But it's thoughtful and it's smart work. And again, we don't have the time to go into all the stories, but it's Sammy Nolly and Other Stories by Alexander Simkin, translated by Paul Lazarus and Stacey Keach's old friend from 1991, working together. One of the narrators of these stories, and he's reading them. Jason Alexander, you mentioned, you know, a couple of other folks, and you know, they'll get big names behind them. And what that's going to do is, you know, folks like me and others. We'll talk about it, and you know, a lot of people will just, it'll glance off their shoulder and not pay too much attention to it. But you're talking about also getting a situation where everyone starts talking about somebody that they normally wouldn't. And again, Stacey Keach is one of the reasons why it, you know, like I would know anything about Alexander Simkin. Again, the name of Sammy Nolly and Other Stories by Alexander Simkin, translated by Paul Lazarus. Everyone check it out. And it's a tremendous amount of talent there, and we expect that we'll be hearing a lot more about Alexander Simkin for this reason. And it's just a lesson to everybody. If you're if you kind of obscure, you get you know, you get a name to get behind you and to promote you. You know, that's the way you get some attention here. So, you know, a Russian writer who's got a lot of talent and gets himself into a situation where Stacey Keach and Paul Lazarus and Jason Alexander are all of a sudden talking him up in different places. You know, he doesn't have to do a single interview and people are talking about him. Very good. Frank McKay signing off. Stacey Keach has been our very special guest once again. And we'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.